Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes, we are back. Marks and Race. And we are playing for today. We're playing for I guess I took my sheet in the other room there, Jack. Is it a $25 gift card to Rita's Water Ice?
Yeah, $25 Rita's Water Ice gift card. Head to Rita's for all your favorite delicious frozen treats.
I love Rita's. And today's warm enough to go get a
frozen
treat.
Yeah, boy!
Yeah, I love Rita's, too. It bothers me when the camera says water ice. Like, every time he does it, it drives me crazy. The water thing.
Water?
Yeah, water. We've been over it.
It doesn't become water ice for the camera. It remains water ice.
Yes.
So there you go. All right. Well, today, who is playing with us? It's Greg from Malvern. Hi, Greg.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Doing well. So we're gonna ask Jack Fritz a question. He's gonna take a second or two to decide and think about it. You decide whether he gets it correct or if we stump the millennial. Make sense?
Makes sense.
All right, man. Hang on a second, Jack Fritz. Since we've been talking about Wilt Chamberlain, you get a question on Wilt. Wilt Chamberlain, of course, is a local legend and hero for going to Overbrook High. Mm-hmm. Where did he play collegiately? Where did Wilt Chamberlain play his college ball? Think about that. Make sure he's not cheating there, Ike.
I'm watching him.
Greg and Malvern. Greg, do you think that Jack gets it correct, or do we stump the millennial?
Man, I don't know. I'm 26, which I believe is the same age as Jack, so I would say no. But it sounds like he's done a lot of research lately on Wilt.
Ooh.
Hold on, Greg. Are you saying you don't know where Wilt went to school at?
Not college. No, I honestly don't know where he went to college.
All right.
Okay.
He's done so much research about this, and he has to make his position sound tenable, which is not, but he thinks it is. So I'm going to say he does know. I'm going to say he does know.
I like, Greg, it's actually very well thought out on the fly.
I agree.
So, Jack?
Yeah, so he went to the University of Kansas.
There you go.
And he did not win championships there either. He won like one. So, yeah.
Well, there you go, Greg. You win.
All right.
Yeah.
Love it.
University of Kansas.
Thank you. Hang on a second. You didn't even let me, tee it up.
It was the one that I'm most confident in.
Yes.
All right.
I felt pretty good about it.
Which, actually, Greg, like John said, he talked it out perfectly. The fact that you've been so hell-bent against proven or disproven what Wilt Chamberlain did on March 2nd, 1962?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
That he didn't score those 100 points. How could you not have researched and found out what school he went to? So, yeah, he was absolutely right that you should know that. And
you were.
You didn't even waste time.
Didn't need to waste time. I wasn't playing up like DiMaggio.
Right, yeah.
I forgot how long DiMaggio's streak was. I knew where Wilt went to school, yes.
Yes.
Because right. I wonder, because Kansas was also big back then.
Yeah. Like,
they've always been a blue blood. Because that's where James Naismith obviously,
there you go,
found basketball.
Basketball guy.
Well, there you go.
How's that?
Yeah, they've managed to, through almost every decade. I mean, I don't know what they did in the 70s, but Larry Brown, obviously they won a national championship. It was in 88. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, they're
Bill
always.
Self was there for year,
yeah.
For years.
They've always been a national
Roy Williams.
Power. Yeah.
Roy Williams, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. All right, let's see. Speaking to Jack, Will in West Philly has something to say to Jack. What's up, Will?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
What's up, Will?
This young guy doesn't know anything about history at all. That's why his argument is horrible about Will. For his premise alone, that they were trying to help Will, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the history shows the exact opposite. They changed Will. Four rule changes. That's not how you help a guy. That's how you hurt a guy. Offensive goaltending, defensive goaltending, foul shots and the lane size, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When did they change the lane size? Before or after he got the 100 points? After. That's trying to hurt the guy, right? Now, let me give you a few quick things about Wilt Chamberlain that will blow your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Up until very recently, Wilt Chamberlain had the longest arm span in the history of the NBA, although he was not the tallest player. Wilt Chamberlain jumped a 9'6 long jump and a 6'5 high jump before the Fonzberry flop. That means he ran forward and jumped 6'5 in the air, right?
Yep.
At 7 foot tall, right?
Mm-hmm.
The size of the lane. Wilt Chamberlain is part of every basketball game that has been played since 1964. You know why?
Shot clock.
Shot clock been around since 1932. Oh. The size of the lane, right?
Okay.
They literally placed him under the basket, had him put his arms out, and that's the width of the lane, 16 feet wide.
Wow.
They designed the game rules to be against Wilt Chamberlain.
Right.
Now, I got one for you, Ike.
Okay.
Ike, you ready for this?
Yeah.
You know the arc where you shoot your foul shots?
Yes.
Everybody stands right in front of the line, right?
Yep.
You know you can shoot anywhere within that area?
Yes.
Did you know you can jump as long as you stay behind the line?
I did not. I guess because I only see kids do that. When they can't necessarily get the ball to reach up there to the rim, you know, little league age.
Right.
But, yeah, I would imagine, because if you see Dwight Howard scoots back when he shoots a free throw.
Yeah.
You don't see professional players, even college players, jump when they shoot free throws.
No, that's what you do in your fourth grade.
Yeah, it's exactly. So, yeah, so I never thought about I hadn't thought about the player being able to basically shoot a jump shot in that circle if he wants to. I wonder how many players actually know that.
None.
Because you don't ever see anybody do that.
Why would you? Yeah, just, you go and you shoot
the
free throw.
Yeah,
you slap the hands of the guys. And
no coach is teaching you to shoot free throws that way.
No.
So
maybe Herb McGee would – the shot doctor, he would – no, even he doesn't do that.
I knew you had – as far back into the top of the key, the arc in the circle to shoot free throws if you wanted to.
Right. I don't know if I knew that or not, but you just didn't.
Well, yeah, just Dwight Howard, he actually is shooting a longer free throw than anybody else is.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a little odd. But, I mean, to his point, and it's so counter to what they try to do today. They tried to stop Wilt from scoring.
Yeah, how about that? The width, the lift, the width of the lane is what was Wilt's arm length?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I would expect him to win more if they change the whole rules. Like, and I love, everyone's like messaging me like, oh, he scored 50 points a game in 1962. You know what else his team did? They lost 37 games the year he scored 50 points a game.
It's because the team was no good.
I'm just telling you, like, these people that tell me LeBron couldn't play because it's such a tough game. Dude, LeBron carried the worst basketball team I've ever seen in my life to a finals. You think that he couldn't have competed back in the day? It's just ridiculous.
All right,
is this what we're going to do every
year, March 2nd?
Because Wilt's going to be celebrated. The 100-point anniversary is going to be celebrated every year.
I'll take off next year. Guys can have a proper celebration.
Take you off,
it's going to be 60. 60 years next year. I like it occasionally because it does tick people off. But what bothers me now is there's actually people listening to you and starting to agree with you.
Well, everyone's just starting to realize that it's a tall tale by a tall man.
They could all be tall tales. Babe Ruth's home runs and hits and average, that could all be crap too.
There is a video of him pointing to where he called a shot though.
Fine. Good.
I mean, believe me, I think Babe Ruth like today would obviously be terrible, right? I mean, like he'd be a pinch hitter.
No, I wouldn't say that. And Wilt would dominate today.
No, he wouldn't.
He would dominate. Sure, he would.
Where would you place Wilt today? Top 15? Like, would it be a top 15 center, top 20 center?
Come on, man! Like, I'm not even going to entertain this conversation.
Do you think Embiid's better than Wilt?
No.
Oh, come on, that's insane.
No, of course he's not.
Why are you still talking to him?
I don't know. Some underrated inventions.
The the Marks and Reese producer is under. I mean, is overrated.
He's insane, is what he is.
He slipped.
Please, this is not. We need one of the. We need one of the things that run before the show. That this isn't.
Oh, man.
We do not agree with his opinions. Air conditioning.
Ooh, there you go. Sure.
Elevators.
Ooh, another good one.
Very good one.
That's a very good one.
Spell check.
Well,
yeah.
Yes.
Trey tweets us the little, not the tie that goes around the bread, but the little clip that goes around the bread, the white clip,
the little plastic clip.
Yes, yeah, the little white plastic clip.
Is Trey struggling with the closing the bread when he's done with it? The hell's wrong with tea?
Yeah, you can just wrap it up and tie a knot. I don't know.
That's what we did as kids, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Deodorant. That's what I do now. Deodorant.
Okay. I guess that is an invention.
I guess it is, too.
We need it.
All right. Bernie and Glenside. Bernie, you got about 90 seconds. Go.
Ike and Johnny, how are you, my friend?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Bernie?
Okay. So, you know what? You want a good joke? Just get one of those old, telephone booths where we would drop a dime or a quarter in.
Yeah.
And put them on a corner, and let's just videotape and see how this all works out.
What people do in the telephone booth?
Yeah, I think it would be a hoot. But as far as giving Sirianni a chance, I think he got to. And you know what? If he falls flat on his ass, well, then it just falls into Howie's lap. And it just kind of accelerates the process. And as far as an invention, it's been understated, I would say, automatic transmission in a car.
Ooh, an automatic transmission. Now, we were just talking about this the other day, because Spike in his car, he still has a manual transmission in his car. He still drives stick. And I think Battle said the same thing.
Yes.
Like, I drove stick forever, but then I just realized, like, it's not good for resale, right? Like, trying to sell a used car that's a stick, people are like, no, I don't want to drive that.
Yeah,
and
I'm out.
Yeah, I would love to have, like, a sports car that stick that I'm not going to drive every day.
I've never owned a car with a stick. I've never technically driven a car with a stick, but I do remember I must have been about 17 or 18 years old when I had an uncle who had a, we were moving and one of the U-Hauls had a stick shift in it that he was driving, and he would do the clutch. He would do the things with his feet on the driver's side, but he showed me how to shift from two to three to four. So that's as close as I've ever come to driving a stick.
So you've never driven a, because like you're saying, growing up, my dad had this work pickup truck that was a stick shift, and like you knew when the engine got to one part, you shifted down, then you went up or whatever. Yeah, so like you didn't know how it worked with the feet, but you knew when to do it and where it was going.
I was too scared to try to with the feet. The three pedals over there?
Well, there's the clutch on the left, and then you're using the clutch and the gas to work it out. Like, that's really all you're doing. There's a balance between the two, depending on if you're flat or you're going up a hill.
Yeah. There's no reason to drive manual anymore. Like, just buy an automatic car.
Well,
they're just trying to prove a point that they can do it and they're cool, but like you're really not. It's not impressive.
It is fun. It is fun to drive a manual transmission.
I guess so.
Well, I mean, it is. If I got a Jeep Wrangler, I wouldn't get a stick. 15 years ago, I would have said, I'll never buy a Jeep that's an automatic transmission. I'm buying an automatic transmission now. Well, unless I'm buying like an off-roading Jeep or something, then you might want it. All right, coming up on the other side, Marks and Reese text line and a lot of your phone calls as well. Hang tight. We'll get to as many people as possible. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, I'm here to talk about Dr. Glatt, and I don't think it's next week, but is it the following week? Anyway, so it's been 9 years since I went to Dr. Glatt and had the hair restoration procedure, and over the course of those 9 years, well, I've had additional thinning, right? Like, I've lost a little bit more hair. So, like, I'm still in pretty good shape, but I figured it was a great time because it's the end of the pandemic here and hopefully we're going to be good, but it's a good time right now to get a procedure done, a hair restoration procedure. And that's when I'm going back to Dr. Glatt coming up here in a couple weeks to just kind of get a touch up, right? Like, there's new technologies that have come along with hair loss that is hair restoration, but there's also other things other than hair restoration. So I'm going to check out a couple things that Dr. Glatt does. I'll post some before and after pictures so you can see what I'm going through with the procedure. But Dr. Glatt is open, and there's never been a better time to get the hair restoration procedure, especially if you're working from home. It is a great opportunity to get the procedure done, and no one will ever know that you had it done. They'll just know that your hair looks great. My hair looks great. You can see my before and after pictures at drglatt.com, drglatt.com. If you'd like to call and speak to his hair team, operators are standing by at 610-980-4000, 610-980-4000, or again, drglatt.com. Marks and Reese, we are back. We will finish up on the phone lines. Look at the comment of the one called, like, agree with Jack on Wilt. Like, we have to end this really? Right now. Yeah, we have to end this. An all-time Philadelphia legend. All right, let's and by the way, our Twitter questions today are brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania. When you're looking for that diamond engagement ring of your dreams, buy from the home team. That's Mark's Jewelers. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Let's go to the Marks and Reese text line, Jack.
Text line.
T-Rex, Bigfoot, and the Loch Ness Monster all walked into a basketball game in Hershey in 1962. Prove me wrong. Oz from Warminster.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
This is where we are now.
Yep. Yeah, that's all I can say.
Thanks, Jack.
What's next?
I thought Jack was kidding about Wilt, but now I know how ridiculously serious he is. This is as ridiculous as not knowing something that everyone knows. Something that can't stump the dumbest of the dumbasses. Something that would crush someone's credibility for not knowing. Something like Joe DiMaggio's hitting streak. Well, at least there's video for that. Tom from Abington.
Jack French is an idiot.
Yep. Yep.
That was a good one.
He is, and this just empowers him even more.
It does.
Because now he has even more followers.
Yes.
You know? Like, before you know it, he's going to have a Wilt Chamberlain didn't score 100-point podcast. All he's going to do is rip Wilt for 10 minutes of show.
It'll be a subset of the Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast.
It'll be your Sixers podcast. What's next?
I don't care what evidence you have. I don't believe Jack Fritz played college baseball anywhere. It doesn't know how many games Joe DiMaggio hit safely in. Wilt from the Promised Land.
That was pretty good.
Well, there is proof because his ERA is online. And it ain't pretty. What is it, Jack?
It's close to Wilt's per game averages.
Yeah, it's double digits. What's next?
Jack seems like the guy in high school that would tell the teacher if they didn't collect their homework. Kyle and Modco.
No, he'd actually be the one that probably didn't do his homework.
Oh, how about that?
Wouldn't you say, Jack?
Were you
telling on kids because, like, eh?
No, I would never. No.
You're not.
No one's that guy.
No.
Yeah, there was no one worse than that guy.
Yeah, but were you a good student? Did you do your homework and stuff?
I was a very average student.
Okay, me too.
Yeah, just average.
Me too, because you're lazy.
I don't think I'm lazy.
So, hold on. So if you weren't lazy in school, that means you're not very intelligent.
No, I'm intelligent in my own way. That's okay. What my parents said.
Well, you're certainly not a hard. Like, if you wanted to do well in school, if you worked hard, you would do well in school. I proved that in college.
The only thing I've worked hard at in my entire life is this. Like, I haven't worked hard. Like, seriously. I haven't worked hard at anything else.
I'm going to spit all my coffee out, man.
I actually agree with you. What's next?
Nick Sirianni talking about systems sounds like the lawyer Ralph Macchio's friend hires, then fires in My Cousin Vinny. If he starts stuttering at his next Zoom conference, I'm done. John and Exton.
Well,
I guess we're going to find out, huh? That's the great thing is now he has to talk. Once the season starts, he's got to talk multiple times a week.
Oh, yeah.
And we have our knives sharpened, and we're just foaming at the mouth ready to hear him talk.
I mean, I do think the Doug Peterson drop board was part of getting him fired.
It didn't help him, that's for sure.
Yeah, I can tell you they weren't very fond of that.
I will have something on my face for sure. I'm not the smartest guy.
I could tell you this. That I knew exactly when Doug was speaking, and I couldn't wait to hear what he was going to say. I mean, it was really an appointment listening with Doug. What's next?
I never realized how much Ike and DeCamera have in common. Ryan from Gloucester City.
What did I do?
Joe DeCamera.
Just the technology stuff.
Oh, the technology stuff,
yeah.
Yes.
You two are on the same wavelength.
Is he bad with technology?
He's He is a 70-year-old man. it goes Ray Diddy at the top, and then DeCamera, then you.
And me.
When I first started working with Joe, which would have been 2005, he had the computer literacy or functionality of like somebody's grandmother. At the time, like,
dude, Seltzer downloads his apps for him, like, on his phone.
He doesn't know how to do any of it.
He can't download an app.
No, Seltzer does it for him.
No, he can't.
Wow,
he can't. I remember he didn't know how to, like, there was a couple open boxes on the computer. He didn't know how to get to the other boxes that were behind it.
Right,
dude. The other day, I was gonna send him a picture that I wanted him to use on the air if he wanted to. He came over with his phone and took a picture. Of my phone.
Because he wouldn't know how to download the picture.
Right.
He wouldn't be able to click on it. He's an iPhone guy, though, right, Jack?
Yeah. He has an iPhone, yes.
All right. What's next?
Happy Wednesday. So what's the holdup on the Nick Sirianni soundboard drops? That opening press conference was a goldmine and nothing. All that time in the breaking news booth really dulled your edge, Jack. You should have systems in place already, like he does. Scott from Delco.
I actually thought that might be Doug from South Florida.
Doug from South Florida?
Yeah.
Yep. Doug hanging outside the 76, hanging a new Fire Howie sign?
Listen, Doug's probably sitting out by the pool, drinking a cold one.
Getting his doing on. It with his Brett Favre shrine?
Probably, yeah.
He's probably not too far away from Brett. Bruce the Weatherman's checking in. Hi, Brucey.
Let me take you off speaker. Gentlemen, good evening.
Hey, Bruce.
What's up, Bruce?
The first thing I want to say, as I heard last week, it warmed the cockles of my heart that I was, what was it? I had a 1 in 2,500% chance of being the number one caller on your show for the year.
That was mean. And,
how about that?
Well, no, it wasn't mean. I was absolutely flattered and humbled by the fact that I made the cut. I mean, even Ike expressed surprise. It's never been my intention, you know. I just come on here and do what I do, and that's it.
You're a notable caller,
yes,
Bruce.
You're a notable caller.
Absolutely.
And we rely on your weather reports also.
Damn right.
Well, I can be the purveyor of really bad news. That makes me a bad guy sometimes. Speaking of which, I don't have bad news today. Looking at the extent of all the way through the 31st of March, the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast will be above normal temperatures and below normal precipitation.
Okay.
And that translates into no rain for us at least through next Thursday, a week from tomorrow. And temperatures next week, are you ready? Mid to upper 60s.
Oh, I'm on the golf course next week.
Oh, yeah, you are. I mean, that sounds like spring to me. Now, that doesn't mean that March can't throw you a curveball and you can have some sneaky little thing get in the middle of it. But as of right now, I don't see it. I think it's over. Listen, about Mr. Sirianni, you know, and that caller, that text line guy was right. I mean, why do we have no drops from that awful news conference? I mean, this gave everybody such a bad impression of him. And it just leaves me with this feeling, Ike, that we're going to have a disastrous season this year.
Whoa.
in football, along with, you know, with this coach. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's a rookie. But I will say this. I am very optimistic over the Phillies. I think they'll do better than last year. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of hope for them. And I think I've heard you express the same, John.
Correct.
Anyway, gentlemen,
Bruce, we got to run. Take care.
Thank you.
Yes, I do. I mean, I think they're unfortunately a team that's going to finish a lot like the Ed Wade, Larry Boa teams of the 2000s that were like 85, 86 wins, just a little short.
But if you get a break or two that goes your way, you can find yourself in the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to be a fun year. Hopefully they can finish it off and they can win something. Rights to Ricky Sanchez Radio is coming up next as the 76ers and the Jazz tonight to lead you right into the game with a pregame show. What do you like tonight, Ike? The line went down to 3 last time I looked.
And I just saw that Toby is probable. Don't understand that, but what the hell. I'll let Doc run his team the way he sees fit. But if Toby is going tonight and it looks like Joel is playing, at least as of now, I got tricked last week with this. I'm going to take the Sixers at home plus the points.
Well, I want to take the money line. Come on.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you told me that. Yeah, take the money line.
That's
tonight.
Right. Come on, yes. Take the money.
Line is down to 2.5, so it's moved a full point since we started the show. Because Tobias is
money line.
All right.
Money line tonight.
Right, so Ricky Sanchez Radio's next. We're back tomorrow. See you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.